Then it was Dame Ellen MacArthur who delivered the flame to the car ferry Red Eagle for its second Solent crossing of the day.
Coming down Southampton Water towards Red Eagle is P&O's Azura. Either side of Red Eagle are Red Jets 4 and 5. I'm on Red Jet 5, which is a special chartered service for press. Red Jet 4, which is a passenger service, left at 4:45 from West Cowes, tonked it up to catch up with Red Eagle, and now it's slowed down, and the two Red Jets are flanking the car ferry. Here comes Azura now. You cannot move on the top deck. Here we go. Now, the flame at the moment is in convoy mode, which means it's not actually, a torch isn't actually lit, it's a lamp is lit. And as these cruise ships come past, the lamp is being held on the bridge. And it's the bridge of the Red Eagle, which is the flagship of the Red Funnel Fleet. Right behind Red Eagle is a police launch. We've got a number of pleasure craft and a whole raft of jet skiers coming in to join the party, have a little bit of fun, riding in the wakes just behind Red Eagle, which is due into Southampton in the next 15 minutes.
Following the flame of the Olympic torch across the south, BBC Radio Solent.
After a brief visit to the Channel Islands, the flame returned to Hampshire and Fareham was ready.
This is torchbearer number 49, Andrew Macklin, who's made his 300 metres, smiling at the crowd, waving, loving every single second of this. And everybody that he walks past is giving him a huge cheer. Here comes the kiss, and now the flame belongs to 51-year-old local runner Andrew Rogers. He's from Fareham. He formed a running club here in the town about 30 years ago, and he teaches and mentors a number of young people, and he's used to running far greater distances like marathons. And he also did the South Downs 80 mile, and he breaks into a run. And as he breaks into a run, so do the support people, and the flags are waving, people are cheering, waving him on his way. And there goes the next part of the Olympic torch relay. Let me just have a very, very quick word with Patricia, who's come down from Fareham to watch this. Patricia, how was that for you?
That was great. I didn't realise it was going to be such a big procession. It was very enjoyable.
This is BBC Radio Solent.
Carrying the 82nd and final torch of the day into a packed South Sea Common was 26-year-old Jonathan Bamber.
I'm sure that most people here don't realise quite how close the flame is because they're all still looking at the stage. There are so many people moving around at the moment. I've actually lost sight of the flame. It's like looking at an ant's nest, and if you try and follow an ant, you've got no chance because people are just mingling around all over the place now. But there's certainly a lot of movements over towards the back of the common. We're just hearing now the strains of Chariots of Fire, that famous Van Gaelic's tune, which is signalling the arrival of the flame into the common. The crowd now can see it on the big screen, which is to the right-hand side of the stage, and now they realise what's going on. Now the crowd are starting to cheer. Now they're waving their union flags because he is now on stage. Jonathan Bamber is now on stage. He's waving to the crowd. The MC, as he has done for the last 57 days, invites the torchbearer to present the torch to the crowds of Portsmouth. The flame burns brightly on the Olympic stage on South Sea Common, and 35,000 people are jumping and screaming and cheering and waving their union flags and just being proud to be British.
After he had a few moments to catch his breath, Jonathan spoke to Neil Sackley.
Absolutely incredible. Doing the final leg was such an honour, and being such a big part of the Olympic flame has been incredible.
And you look so cool, and as if it's just an everyday event. Yeah, it's me, I'm going to do this, bang, there it goes. It's like you hadn't got a care in the world.
Well, it took a lot of mental preparation. I did practice quite a lot in my dreams. You can imagine the nightmares I've had about it. But thank God it came off well, and I'm very, very pleased, and the crowd was amazing.
Following the flame of the Olympic torch across the south, BBC Radio Solent.